Welcome to Maseches Eiduyos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Just want to give a brief introduction so that we understand this Mishnah a little bit better. So there's something called Kerem Revai, something called Netter Revai. Kerem Revai is that we know that the first 3 years that a person plants his vineyard, it's prohibited for him to eat the fruit of the vineyard, the grapes, in the fourth year. The halacha is that's called Netter Revai, and a person has to take the product of the vine and bring it up to Yerushalayim. Similar to the concept of Maser Sheni, we know that Maser Sheni, the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, a person separates part of their crop, and that has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. We know by Maser Sheni, let's say a person has thousands of bushels of grapes, or whatever it may possibly be. The halacha is, it's impossible for the fellow to bring it all up to Yerushalayim, so he could be paidet. He could take the kedusha that's on that fruit, on those grapes, and he could transfer it onto money, and he could bring that money up to Yerushalayim, and he can use the money in the way that is needed. That's halacha by Maaser Sheni, and we'll see if that halacha applies by Kerem Revai as well. Additionally, one important halacha by Maaser Sheni is that we know that there's something called bir, or zman habir. We know the halacha is that every single fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, a person has to get rid of all their Maaser Sheni. If you have Maaser Sheni, you have coins of Maaser Sheni that are sitting around, you have to get rid of them. If a person still has the crop, they still have the fruit, they have to burn them, or at least have people consume them before the Zman Habir. In this Mishnah, we'll see if there's congruence between the halachas of Kerem Revai, the fourth year of one's vineyard, and the halachas of Maaser Sheni. So Kerem Revai says the Mishnah, Beishamai says, Ein loy chaymesh ve'ein loy bir. Beishamai holds that by Kerem Revai, let's say you transfer the Kedusha of the Kerem Revai, the grapes of the fourth year, onto money. The halacha is, you don't have to add a chaymesh. By Maaser Sheni, if you're paid the Maaser Sheni, you go and you transfer the Kedusha onto coins, you have to add an additional fifth. You have to add a fifth, a chaymesh, to the transfer. But that's only halacha by Maaser Sheni. That halacha does not apply by Kerem Revai. Also says Beis Shammai ve'ein loy bir. Even though we know by Maaser Sheni, like we said, that in the fourth and seventh year of Shemitah, you have to get rid of any of the crop that exists. That only applies by Maaser Sheni. It does not apply by Kerem Revai. Or Beis Hillel learns, Beis Hillel says, Yesh loy chaymesh v'yesh loy bir. Beis Hillel learns out Kerem Revai from Maaser Sheni with the Gzeir Sham of Kodesh. Kodesh, like Gemara teaches us in Maseches Kedushin. And therefore he says, all halachas that apply to Maaser Sheni, including having to add a fifth, and Zman Habir, having to get rid of it by the fourth and seventh year, those apply by Kerem Revai as well. One additional halacha. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai says, Yesh loy peret v'yesh loy oilos. Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to a person's a grapevine, the halachas of peret and oilos apply. That everybody agrees. But even in a Kerem Revai, what's peret and oilos? So we know the halacha is that if a person, they're underdeveloped twigs in their vineyards and their grapes that haven't formed yet in clusters, or fallen grapes, the halacha is you have to leave that for the ani. So Beis Shammai holds that even during the year of Kerem Revai, that halacha applies. V'ha'anim paidim la'atzman. And the anim go, they take the fallen grapes, the undeveloped clusters, and they have to take the money up to Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel says, no, it's just like Maaser Sheni. Just like by Maaser Sheni, it's Mamon Gavaya, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are no halachas of having given it to the anim, so to Kerem Revai as well, the halachas of Peret and Oilos don't apply. They're fully considered the owners, and he has to bring them up to Yerushalayim. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing rest of your week.